Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Steely Dan bringing us back, one of my favorite groups. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here, all the things that my writing and my work as the Small Business Advocate, as well as all the stuff that our Brain Trust members provide for us. Whether it be on the show or other things that they provide, you can find all of them there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out when you get a chance. Ed Kopf is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of BMC Associates, along with our other buddy. He's a partner with our good friend, David Gage, who's also a member of our Brain Trust. And we're talking about partners, but mostly partnerships as a small business option, a small business entity option. Should I continue to be a sole proprietor, or should I join with somebody to become a partner? And Ed, you've been hearing a lot from people about that lately. Should I do this? They've either got something in their mind, they've got a prospective partnership in their mind, or they're wondering, do they come to you wondering if they should be a partner, if they're a good candidate for being a partner, or are they worried about the specific scenario that's in front of them?
Well, that's a great question, Jim, because what usually we hear is that other person someone who I should link up with.
I'm perfect, but they're not, and I'm worried about them.
Exactly. Sometimes that perspective can last a long time, but you know, does this person have the energy? Does this person have the commitment, et cetera, et cetera? And very rarely does the prospective partner look to himself or
introspection herself. Does not come natural for most humans, especially
That's
talk
right.
show hosts, Ed.
Well, and also entrepreneurs, you know, they're out there trying to get something done, not examine their own navel. But there's some good advice that comes way back when, you know, on the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, where people went to get their answers. Now they call consultants like me, but they used to go to the
oracles.
Oracle at Delphi.
Yeah.
And as they walked in, the words on the wall were, "Know thyself." Because that's really the beginning of wisdom. And if you're thinking about forming a partnership, there are two basic questions you have to ask about yourself, I think. One is, why am I doing this? I mean, if the answer is because I'm tired and I need some help, or the answer is I'm lonely or something like that, that's really not a basis for moving forward into a deep relationship. You got to have better reasons than that. So the first question is, why am I doing this? The second question
Ed, let me stick this in there. Because part of what you described, one element of what you described could potentially be desperation. Variations on what the theme that you just said about why people choose to become partners could be desperation. And you need to make sure that you're not trying to become a partner out of desperation, because if you are, all you're doing is prolonging the inevitable. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And another angle on that, an interesting one, is sometimes the motivation is sort of a romance. There are people who just love the idea of having a partner. It seems like such a generous and an open thing to do. And in fact, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, as we know, are really pretty self-focused. They're creating something new and they're the agent that's making that new thing in the world, and they're focused on themselves. So they have to, in addition to asking yourself, why am I doing this, you have to ask yourself, am I really suited to become a partner? Am I going to be a good partner? Not is he or she going to be a good partner? And the bottom line on that really comes to an ability to trust. in my opinion. One of the things that stymies a lot of...
Are you saying my ability to trust you, Ed? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yep, for the ability to trust someone.
Do I have the capacity to trust Ed, my prospective new partner?
Yep.
Never mind whether Ed's trustworthy or not. That's not the issue right now. It's in the know myself discussion. We've got to find out if I can trust.
Right, and it's particularly important in a business setting because one of the things that we all know can limit the growth of a new business or even an old business is when the entrepreneur, when the owner has to be on top of everything. Can't trust anybody. They're double checking all those books. They're asking questions about all those.
Well,
customers.
Now trust. Let's differentiate between trust and delegate, though, Ed. Let's make sure we do that, right? Because I'm a trusting person, but for a long, long time I wasn't a very good delegator.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't that I didn't trust people. It was because I thought I was better. I could do it better.
Right.
So I think there is a differentiation there.
That absolutely is, and the one I'm focusing on now, both come into play now that you mention it, Jim. Both come into play when you're dealing with that prospective partner. If you feel you've got to do it because you're the only one who can do it right, or if you feel like you've got to do it because you can't count on anybody else, then that limits your ability to grow in your business and as an individual as well. So to determine if you need a partner, if you can be a partner, you have to decide whether you can rely on others, trust others.
When we come back, I want to talk about values. You know, values is a big deal. Compatibility of values in a partnership is huge. And so before you can determine what values you should be looking for, you have to determine what your values are, it seems to me. We'll get Ed to talk to us about that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.